A little plastic puck? Or what of a volleyball? Or what of this one, friends? Cars driving in a big circle over 500 times.
Puck on three, St. Louis in front of LeCavalier. Score!
Wolverines!
Did you know, America, that your sworn enemies are attacking you while you are entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms? Your enemies have stated that America's God is now their sports. And just think to yourself that you have been desensitized into believing that there's something wrong with them that are fighting for your freedoms. Just think about what I'm saying. America has been so stupefied to believe that the preacher is too radical when preaching out against them that murder innocent babies in their womb? That sounds pretty radical to me. But not the sports commentators that act like hoodlums on a double shot of caffeine when the game is going in the direction that they would have it go. Friends, is it too radical to preach out against them that advocate crimes against nature? Homosexuality? Or what if this? To preach out against crime and corruption within our government. This is the whole purpose of the church, friends. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and when this goes, all goes. After all, it is the church's job to preach out against the darkness. And what does the light do? The light reproves the darkness. This is the church's job. So, Protestant, I'm sorry, let me say that slow. Protestants, the reason that America is where America is today, because the professed church is no longer proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a repentant nation. I mean to say, why would America repent when it is the church that is entertaining themselves out of their liberties while they're being entertained through sports?
I know many of you across the country in your churches are preparing to have Super Bowl parties as well.
Can you imagine what America would be like if it actually stood up and fought for the freedoms in which hundreds of thousands of men have fought, bled, and died to give unto us? Or to the 78% of Americans that claim to serve Christ, oh, don't forget 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. After all, friends, God has shed his grace upon us. And of course, not without sacrifice. Yes, we need the old-time gospel preached in power without compromise. Why? George Whitefield rightly proclaimed that the Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can awaken them out of it. How is the church to preach? Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly proclaimed, "Preach not calmly and quietly as though you were asleep, but preach with fire and pathos and passion." Or what of John Wesley, the great field prophet, back in England in the 1700s, that he sets himself on fire every morning so the world can watch him burn?
At the
so,
Sons
America,
of Liberty,
let me ask
we are
you,
in the
what
trenches
will it be?
Every day,
a game
doing what
on
it
Wesley,
takes to protect
the great field?
Our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven is hell or an extremely wretched life as paradise. Folks, we're going to be talking about this. I'm going to break it up, and I'm going to finish what I started yesterday. Somebody said to me, Bradley, it was a good start, but you didn't finish your point concerning what you were going to talk about. I don't know how many times I need to reiterate the point sincerely that this is a show where if the Holy Ghost takes over, he's taking over. We're getting out of the way. That's what happened yesterday. It's called being led of the Spirit, and it's called being obedient to the Spirit of God, because he's not going to be straightened. He's not going to be shut up. We want to be the ones that are there, yielded for his purposes, Romans 8:14, to bring his message to you, regardless if people want me to finish my point or not, concerning getting to the point, which I didn't get to because I didn't have the time to do so, because I finished off an extra half hour yesterday because I wanted to make sure you got the message that he was giving, not that I was giving. It is that important, friends. I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to give us a call at any time, that number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Folks, we had literally between the afternoon show and the morning show, we had over 250,000 unique visitors just last week. Just last week alone. Go ahead and look at the numbers that are available concerning our subscriptions on our Rumble channel, folks. Extremely heavy when it comes to censorship and suppression. And yes, Rumble's doing the same thing, friends. And it's a paid service, by the way. Just wanted to let you know that. Whereas YouTube isn't. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. You can watch us on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. One more time. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And there's still a lot of this nonsense going on in a major, major way across this country. In spite of all the information the American people have, they're still allowing the corrupt to drive the narrative. So don't sit there and tell me about how you don't believe it when that's what you're watching and that's what you're taking heed to. That means paying careful attention to. Put that up against Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. Micah 6:16. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, it's not so much that it's skill, it's persistence. The persistence in lying. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, lies mixed in with the truth, one can make a people see even heaven as hell or an extremely wretched life as paradise. Who said that? Well, that was none other than Adolf Hitler. Are you guys ready for this? I played this probably about a year and a half ago. It's about 30 seconds. And I'm going to show you, friends, who the American people are allowing to drive the narrative. And I want you to listen out of their own criminal mouths as to why people in this country are confused. Daniel 9:7. Okay? Listen to this carefully. This is Barack Hussein Obama, who we know is a foreigner. Just ask him. We played the video where he went over to Kenya, told the people there after his criminal 10 years were over with and they were up in corporate America here. After he violated the Constitution 1,168 times, he goes over to Kenya and tells them that he's the foreign-born president from Kenya in America. And he did that several times. But this is one of those things that the conservatives dared not touch because it wasn't the political correct thing to do. But you know what? There were those of us that did it regardless of their lies and their propaganda efforts regardless. Now, I want to go back to Barack Hussein Obama, the foreigner, the sodomite. We all know this to be true. Again, just ask them, judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, and listen to what he says. This is where the propaganda is coming from. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what this criminal says so you can see for yourself as to who is actually bringing it.
Flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage.
He said, it's won. How many times have I said from this pulpit that nobody advocates in creating disorder and creating domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? No matter how many times they're caught with smoking gun in hand, the people are still trying to figure out why they're confused. I want to tell you why you're confused, if you're confused. And I want you to understand in 1 Corinthians 14:33, the Bible clearly tells us that God is not the author of confusion. When you look at Daniel 9:7, this is why people are confused. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day. And then he talks about to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, his people, to all Israel. That is the sons and daughters of the Most High. The word defines out as God's fighters, his church, that are near and that are afar off through all the countries, whether they be driven them or they are driven, because of their trespasses have they trespassed against thee. Now, the Bible clearly tells us in Proverbs 7:2, keep his commandments and live. And what happens if you don't keep his commandments? Well, not only are you going to be confused, but you're also going to be destroyed. One of the things that came to me before the show today, and I wrote it down on a meme, if you want law and order, then be the law that the Lord has commanded you to be to the disorder, and you will have it. But if you fail to be the law in bringing forth judgment under righteousness and peace, Isaiah 51:4, you're going to be confused, as will you be destroyed. Now, recently I had a friend send me a video. As a matter of fact, that was just this morning, that made a lot of sense in this confused world of ours. And of course, the reason is that the scriptures warned of the very things that are now happening worldwide, but the people failed to take heed to the very scriptures that gave the warning. And I'm going to pick this up right on the other side, and then we're going to finish off what we started yesterday as well. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Well, welcome back again. Just highlighting what's going on in your country once again, friends. You want to call in 281-845-4704. Talking about if you're confused, remember the Lord is not the author of your confusion, just the opposite. He's not the author of confusion. The confusion comes because the people have left off the Lord, period. Hey, folks, if I'm going from point A to point B, let's say I'm going from the East Coast to the West Coast, and let's say we go back 20 years where we still had to look at maps, and I just took the map and said, you know what, I'm going from New York City, and I'm going to go to Orange County, and I'm going to go into the Hollywood area. And I just take that map and I throw it away. Is that a smart idea to do that? Absolutely not. If you've never seen John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, do yourself a favor and watch it. Or actually read the book for yourself. There's a long version and there's a short version of it. No, you get back to the book, right? The word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. Common sense comes into play. It's there to instruct us and it applies to all areas of our life, period. So when people are confused like they are in this country today, there's no wonder why they're confused. They've left off the warnings found in Scripture. And then when you look at Isaiah 5:20, it says, "Woe unto them," that's a curse, "that call evil good." This is what you're seeing government do today. They're calling evil good and good evil. They're the ones putting darkness for light and light for darkness. It starts in the church, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Now, because the people have failed to adhere to the warning signs that the Lord has faithfully given, again, Psalm 19:11, the people are now somehow confused, though he, again, is not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. If you want to understand why the world is so confused, it's simply that the people in this country, again, have wickedly departed from God and his word, and that to their own demise. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17. Furthermore, it is also brought to you by a corrupt system of man. I just highlighted the video of criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. I'll play it for you one more time. It's only 29 seconds.
You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders,
that's a criminal mind.
Mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth.
This
the
is,
game's won.
This,
you just have to flood a country's public square with it.
It's called treason, friends. That's what it is. It's called treason. And if Americans don't want to define the word treason and be in the law that puts a stop to their treason, Article 3, Section 3, This is what you're going to get. You're going to get another Barack Obama, and things aren't going to get better. They're going to go worse and worse as they continuously foam out their shame. And it's exactly what they're allowed to do. That warning that was given a long time ago by Edmund Burke when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, it's exactly what they're doing today because the people are allowing them to do the things that they're doing. Now, let me go on to this because I want to kick this off real quick. This was a video that was shared with me just this morning, and I wrote it out. And in the process, I thought, you know what, this is important enough where I need to share it with my viewers and my listeners. And this is how it goes. This woman said, I never dreamed that I'd have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one that I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else because this is my home and I was privileged to be born here. But today, I woke up and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change no matter how I vote. No matter what I say, something evil has invaded our nation. Let me tell you what that is. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Your nation is being turned into hell as the Lord promised it would because you have left him off. She goes on. Something evil has invaded our nation and our lives are never going to be the same. They can be the same if you reform yourselves. I've been confused by the hostility of family, she said, and friends. And as I look at the people that I've known all my life who are so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express on their own, I think I may have well entered the Twilight Zone. She goes on, you've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're somehow required to pretend with him? Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America, yet Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good? We were told by the Mockingbird media, the mainstream media, that it was cool for the current president to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if his political opposition even inquires about it. We're led to believe that 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college have to pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove that your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the United States must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbanger who jumped the southern fence, they're all welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free healthcare is not. If you cheat to get into college, you somehow go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there's no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us in the United States. No, the media is speaking for you and they want you to believe that it's you saying it when it is not. Some people are held responsible for the things that happened before they were born and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. Hey, folks, let me stop right there. You now live in a system where more compassion and what they call mercy is shown to the criminal and the perpetrator than they are the innocent and the victim. Mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent, friends, and it's abomination. Read Proverbs 17:15. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights, and pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist? Think, Americans. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. Nope. This is what happens when you leave the Word of God. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. She goes on, people are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer it to it as Chinese, even though it began in China. Or should I say, so we were told. We're clearly living in an upside down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral. where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murders is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Hey, Americans, it's time to wake up, she said. The great unsinkable ship, the Titanic, America has hit an iceberg and it's taking on water and is sinking fast. It's time to speak up or shut up. Read Leviticus 26, 15 through 43 and Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 63. Americans, is she right? Yep. But guess what? I have to go back to this and give you the quote once again by none other than Noah Webster when he said of the Bible and despising the Bible, might I add, that this is going to be the fruit of a nation. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Now let me go back and just highlight this quote again. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, it's not skillful, it's consistent. And it's consistent coming out of the mouths of those that are the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12, 9 and 10, that are continuously promulgating lie after lie. Liars, read Proverbs 19, 9, because you will not go unpunished. But again, Adolf says, by the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven as hell or an extremely wretched life as paradise. I'll tell you what, friends, because the article that I just wrote this morning concerning this topic is, if you are confused, remember the Lord is not the author. Some might say, well, Bradley, are you confused? No, I'm really not confused. I can see clearly. Why? Because the Lord promised to anoint our eyes, giving us eyes to see, to anoint our ears, giving us ears to hear. And as I said at the beginning of the show, friends, if you want law and order, then you better be the law that brings about the order if you want the country to sustain. Because without it, friends, your country and your posterity depend upon it. All will be lost, or should I say, all will be lost unless you fail to take heed. Now, I know that some may say, Bradley, your message is a lot of times it's the same thing concerning pointing the finger at the responsible party, the American people. Oh, yeah, and it's always going to be that because this one drum that I'm constantly pounding on, it's called judgment and justice. And until the bad guys know the law and the enforcement of it unto judgment, they're going to continuously do the things that they do. And I'm here to tell you, Americans, I don't like to be laughed at. I know you don't like to be laughed at. I don't like that you're being laughed at. I'm merely trying to empower you by the anointing and the Holy Ghost to upgrade you to the position that you might stand up and be counted. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Folks, I got to tell you, I cannot believe how fast this show goes. It is over the top. 1-281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Going to change up topics. I got one more to get to before the end of the day. Several times over the last 3.5 years, I had brought up a video of Mr. Bill Gates. And it was highlighting him out of his own wicked, devilish heart and mouth, talking about reducing the world's population. And then what I did, friends, is after I played that video for you, I went online to show you how Google and big tech and all the outlets working in unity and in court, in a corporate fashion, a fascist state. That's why I'm going to make a reference to Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's a covenant of death. But it was interesting, after I played the video, I went online doing live radio, and I highlighted the fact that all the mainstream networks that are bought and paid for by the powers that the American people tolerate were saying that he never said it. So what they did is they ended up scrubbing the video. Well, guess what, friends? The video resurfaced again, and I just want to show you, and so you might understand that all those that are censoring guys like me, they're censoring guys like me because I'm telling you what they don't want you to see. So let's go ahead and watch this really quick. It's a short video of Bill Gates talking about world depopulation, and he's talking about his word for abortion, murdering children, Proverbs 6:17, is family reproduction. And then he talks about lowering the world population through vaccinations. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. He's telling you what he wants to do. And it's amazing to me that it is this same criminal who continuously comes up with these conspiracies. He's being exposed for his crimes against the people, Romans 3:20. Over and over again, but yet he's still a free man. That should tell you how corrupt the system is, friends, that he has not been properly charged for the crimes against humanity that he's responsible for and that he is guilty of. So let's go ahead and take a look at this.
To about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Now, if you didn't hear that, I want to go ahead and play it again. I'm not cutting the video. When I played the video myself, I played the whole of it, and it's exactly what he's saying. He felt safe enough to say it to the people that he was saying it to, and he probably didn't suspect that it was going to get out later on. Well, it did, friends. So let me play this one more time so you can hear him in context, say what he is saying, and admitting to his own guilt concerning the 20 million people. Is that the numbers now of people that have died from the experimental jab? Well, this was all forecasted before it took place.
Today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Listen to this guy.
Well, common sense would tell you if you have a man standing in front of you saying he's going to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15% using vaccines, what does that mean to you? It means somebody's going to die because you put a vaccine in them. It doesn't mean you're going to save people. That's pretty much common sense in my brain.
Okay, so that was all pre-COVID. We know everything about the plandemic, friends. We all know who the criminals are. You know what's crazy? I seen a video this morning of Bill Gates coming outside of a building. They've got all the paparazzi. He's probably paying for all of it. He's got all this paparazzi waiting for him to come out of the building to take pictures of him, have conversations with him. And as he walks outside of the building, Bill Gates, this guy is the definition of a lunatic, a madman, and a wicked devil to the very core. He truly is. Just ask his dad. Just ask his mom. Because he created his ideals from the influence of his dad being on Planned Parenthood. No joke. Again, put that up against Proverbs 6:17 in Exodus 20:13 as well. You know what the people in America were doing? They were telling Bill Gates, thank you. They were routing on Bill Gates concerning his crimes against them. One lady said, thank you, Mr. Gates. And Bill Gates says, you're welcome. Laughing inside of himself, all the while knowing whom he's targeting. That very woman that told him thank you. When are the American people going to come to terms with the fact that this isn't a game? This isn't a movie that ends in our favor if we do nothing? It's embarrassing. And to say the least, friends, it's shameful conduct on the behalf of the American people. I want to show you how many people fell into line on a worldwide basis. And I want you to remember all of this because they're pushing the same nonsense through the mainstream media today in spite of the crimes and in spite of the 20 million people that are no longer with us because they took the experimental jab. Listen to this. This is worldwide propaganda.
You are unvaccinated and the virus comes into your community
all together.
The virus
now
will hunt you out. The virus hunts down the
the virus will hunt you down, she said.
Vaccinated?
The virus will find the unvaccinated.
The virus will find the unvaccinated. They're all saying the same thing because they all work for the same powers that are tolerated worldwide. But they're talking about how the unvaccinated will be hunted down by the virus. No, that's called census. That's called taking data from the people. That's taking data from the people, finding out who was vaccinated and who wasn't. Oh, and rest assured, they never have been. This is a direct threat to the American people. This is a direct threat to people that didn't go along with their propaganda, created crisis, knowing what the pill is in the jam and making money off of the destruction of the innocent. That's what's going on here, but it goes on.
That's what they all say.
And it's a virus that will find you if you're not vaccinated.
It's a virus that will find you. They're all saying the same things.
It will find you.
The virus is literally finding unvaccinated people.
The virus is literally finding the unvaccinated Americans. You see what is going on here. You see this isn't a game. They are telling you that they will hunt you down if you didn't take their poison, which the scriptures condemn. Leviticus 17:11. 1919, common sense, John 10:10. Okay, look at this, it goes on.
It will find the unvaccinated.
We're seeing COVID-19 tracking down unvaccinated people.
The virus that doesn't exist is hunting down the unvaccinated. How are they doing this? So let me ask you, friends, what are they doing to drive people to take the shot? Fear? Let me ask you something. What do you fear? Because I've said it before. What you fear is what you serve. Now, if it's the Lord God on high, you're not going to be afraid of these clowns. You're going to want justice upon their heads. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people in this world that want justice upon the heads of every single one of them. And until you turn the narrative and mean what you say, this is going to continue on. Let's listen to some more of this nonsense.
If you're unvaccinated and you're in circulation, you're going to get it.
Well, the Delta variant of COVID-19 has the potential to spread through an unvaccinated community like wildfire.
The Delta variant is so aggressive.
Brian Artist, by the way, believes that they put it in the water. That's how people are getting sick within the cities. And I'm sure they're doing out in the country as well concerning experimental towns, so on and so forth. But it goes on, friends. It goes on.
If you are unvaccinated, it's going to find you.
Delta is finding the unvaccinated.
The Delta variant will find you. If you're not vaccinated, it will find you.
The virus tends to find places that are under-vaccinated.
It does not just move to city centers. It finds the unvaccinated wherever they are.
So you might live in the middle of the desert, but it can still find you.
But if you're unvaccinated, this virus is looking for you.
You know, this virus, this infection will seek out the people who are either
nobody understands this war more than the dead, because they're not here any longer. If only they could speak out today. You know what they'd be saying? The exact same thing I'm telling you right now. They're lying to you. This is the team of propagandists that they have working against the people on a worldwide basis. And I know if I'm an American, first and foremost, I am a preacher. I am a Christian, right? If I'm an American as well, which all coincides with who gave us what we have today, God bless America. America, God has blessed us. Now let's bless God. I can tell you there's a whole lot of people waiting for the opportunity to deal with those that propagated this whole narrative of crisis. With all the information the American people have, they're still doing the same thing. The virus, if you don't have the shot, they're going to hunt you down. What are they telling you, Americans? You know, what happened to come take it? What happened to that? What happened to these colors don't run? What happened to you, preacher, where we are blood-bought and we don't take fear from our councils because we haven't been given the spirit of fear? And furthermore, if you go to the New Testament, it says perfect love casteth out all fear. Perfect love for who? God and your brothers and your sisters and your country. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, Americans. Make yourself sheep to these effeminate, sick-minded little minions in the hands of the madmen that you already know all the well as to who they are, and they will devour. They're threatening you to no end.
Vaccinated, or have only had one jab and are not fully protected.
Virus does
seem... Oh, and it applies to those too. By the way, the virus is going to hunt you down if you only had one shot. You have to get your second and your third and your fourth and your fifth until you're not here anymore. And there's people that believe it.
To be finding older people who have not received that third dose.
We'll ultimately find just about everybody.
But these three people, two of them weren't vaccinated. One had just had their first dose. The virus has found them.
If you are okay, now if you haven't seen this, friends, right after people started to receive these experimental jabs, they're not here anymore, by the way. But if you remember right, for the people that took the experimental jabs, when they were walking through the airport, they actually had scanners that could see who took the experimental jabs and who didn't. So don't let them pretend that there's some magical way this
At
virus is going
to
get
liberty,
you. They can
the
see it in a scan.
Doing what it takes to
Just want to make clear that you
liberty.
Knew that.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, yes, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wanted to let you know really quick, we're going to be October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m. at Oakwood Grand Hall in Portage, Indiana. We have three or four dates pending right now. Now is the time to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Yesterday I had labeled or titled the show, "What's Wrong with This Pitcher?" And it was a very large man at a basketball game where his head was painted like a basketball. And today I put a picture of a football player on top of a man's head where his face was completely painted. And the reason I did that is because I put on this title, "What's Wrong with This One?" Americans have made sports their gods. There's no question about it. But that's not what I want to talk about right now. I played the video this morning, or should I say this? This afternoon. This afternoon. And in the process of doing so, you've seen the video of how full-grown men and commentators and mediators act when their favorite team score, whatever the sport may be. They go out of their mind. And somehow or another, it's really weird to people when a preacher gets up in the face and preaches and slays sin. If you look at scripture, the Bible says that the Lord sent forth his prophets to slay sin, not to play with it. I mean, considering the fact that the Father sent the Son as the propitiation of the sins of the whole world, and he bled Calvary with his blood, the innocent blood of the Lamb. You know, that Lamb, John 1:29, that we're to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. We're not to be too excited about our redemption. We're not to preach out against anything that offends his cross, because if we did that, that would be unchristian-like. Folks, I can't tell you that when I preach and I get in the mode, and the Bible says in Jeremiah 23:29, where is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, where that anointing falls and it breaks forth as a dam breaketh forth upon mine enemies, as David talked about. And I understand that power. It's an invincible power. It is the power of the resurrection, and the enemy has no power over it. And that's why he's scared to death of real Christians going to the cross, that they might understand the power of God unto salvation. But to the nominal person that lacks Christianity, their carnal mind is at odds with the preacher that gets in the face of sin. But it's okay when you go to your favorite game and act like an absolute lunatic. Something wrong with that? I mean, we're not supposed to preach out against those that are murdering innocent babies. We're not supposed to preach out against those that are alluring illegals into our country. God forbid, say they. We're not supposed to preach out against those that are advocating what God condemns. Oh, no. I want to tell you this. I want you to understand that that line is drawn with my preaching, because it shows you whose side I'm on. And it also shows those that don't understand whose side they're on, and it's not on the Lord's side. I don't care how much they tell me that they're Christians. The Bible is clear that when your obedience is fulfilled, you are to take vengeance upon all disobedience. Not stand back and see what the Lord's going to do for me because I failed to do it for myself. I remember we were street preaching one time downtown Minneapolis, and one of the guys was out there preaching it down, and a lady said, "That's not my Jesus." And I looked at her. I said, "You're right, it's not. That's the one of the Bible, and the one that you serve is a figment of your imagination, and it's a violation of the second commandment. Read Exodus 20, the whole of it." And then I said to her, "You don't have to believe in those buses neither, but why don't you go ahead and stand in front of one and see what happens when you do? You don't have to believe in the bus. It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, but you are going to Judgment Day, and on Judgment Day, you are going to answer to the Lord God, regardless if you like it or not." 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27. It doesn't matter if you like it. You know what, friends? If the house is on fire, do you just walk by the house and say, "Hey, is anybody in there? Hey, the house is burning down. Is anybody in there? Just want to make sure. Can anybody in there even hear me?" No. If a house is on fire, you break into the house out of love for them, saving them, right? And pulling them out, right? And you're yelling for them, "Where are you at? Where are you at? I got a message for you. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And I do it at the top of my lungs, as a sign of love for the people that I'm seeking and saving. You know, what's also interesting is, regardless if people like it or not, you know, if anybody says anything about Bradley Dean and they mean it as a degrading measure or term or way of saying anything to debase me or to demean me, to scoff me or to mock me, they'll always remember me as the guy that got up in his face. And I'll tell you what, in many cases, there's going to be a lot of people when it's too late that are going to remember me too. But in the hopes of knowing that and regardless if you hated me, regardless if you agreed with the scriptural method of preaching, it matters not. Because you're always going to remember the truth of the matter. And sometimes if you want the fruit, you've got to shake the tree. Just like William Booth said, "Listen, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And if you have to trouble the present, sometimes you have to get up in the face of those that mean to make you, your family, and your friends, and your communities a prey." And some guys that are born of the Spirit of God aren't just, they're just not going to roll over and put up with it. What do you think David's mighty men were? What do you think the heroes of the faith were in Hebrews 11? Or do you think they were a bunch of effeminate pushovers? You have got to be out of your mind. You have got to be out of your mind. Do homework on what a preacher is. Do your homework on a black robe regiment. Do your homework on, well, let me get to it right now. Thomas Aquinas said, "He who is not angry when there's a just cause for anger is immoral." Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice, and if you can live amid injustice without anger, you're immoral as well as unjust. That is exactly right. Hey, the question is not, look at Bradley, why is he yelling? No, the question from me to you is, why aren't you yelling? Why aren't you in the face of this corruption? You act like you live in someone else's country. That's not under attack. Hey, folks, we're not called to be a Judas to our king as traitors. We're called to be ambassadors. We're called and trusted and commanded by the Lord to be faithful witnesses that deliver men's souls. Proverbs 14:25. And only the love towards God and man and the practice of his word will do just that. A.W. Tozer's the guy that said, what has the church gained if it's popular, but there's no conviction, no repentance, and no power? And that's exactly what you've gotten, because the people in this country, they've already made their home without God as their country's being turned into hell, and they're doing their best to go after the apostles and prophets and killing them too. The very ones that were sent to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. 2 Corinthians 5. You know, the spirit of the world hasn't changed, friends. They persecute the living ones, and then they praise the dead ones. That's what I deal with on a 24/7 basis. They act like this is just a movie. It's turning into a horror film now, isn't it? As this country's being turned into hell? Yep. Hey, folks, Christians are not to try and make the gospel tasteful to a carnal and worldly mind. It is not. Christians are not to hide the offense of the cross, lest we make it of no effect. Because to pair off the offense is to deprive it of its power, and toning down our message is not the increase of strength, but it is the death of it. Think. Offense. Any transgression of breaking God's law. Isn't it interesting how people are okay with people breaking God's law all day? I'll tell you what, you want to see where their hearts lie? Go to a football game or watch one and see what happens when the referee on the field is out there and he makes a wrong call. You'll see where they'll rise up. You'll see where they'll stand up. You'll see where their hearts are. And it's not just football neither. And furthermore, all the while knowing that football's rigged, basketball's rigged, hockey's rigged, baseball's rigged, and the people know it, but they still pay the money to go be deceived with their own money by their own people. That's the means of entertainment today. That's the means of living in a system of judgment turned backwards, right? Did you know that John Knox, the great prophet of old, his preaching style was unyielding and at times harsh. His language could be rather violent. They said that when he started to preach, he would start out calmly. He was collective. And then 30 seconds into it, when the anointing dropped, he started to pound his hand down on the pulpit. I know people have this version of Jesus in their mind that he's walking around with pink little booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling them the world's okay. I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find that in scripture anywhere, people. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the captain of my salvation. He is the man of war, Genesis 15:3. And the Bible tells us that he was not like the scribes and the Pharisees. I'm going to keep going on here. So let's finish this out. Folks, I will talk to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to extend the show. Hold up. So we're preaching boldly as John Knox, and I was just talking about the fact that this preacher, this prophet of God, in the days of Scotland, 1600s, would preach in such a manner that he was all calm and collective, and then he would start to pound down on the pulpit. He knew his authority because he understood what it was like to be a witness of the resurrection. It wasn't a mockery of the things of the Spirit. It was led of the Spirit. They said that his language could be violent. He preached with power, and he strikes at the root. They called John Knox Scotland's trumpet blast. Where do you see that today? Oh, my goodness. Anybody raises their voice in church today, someone in one of the congregants will threaten them with a lawsuit. I'd say, get out. You're not welcome here. You know what? Come in as you are, but you better come back as you're changed. Because we're not going to establish a system within this building or this church system to accommodate your unlawful loss, your lifestyle. No way. We're not here to appeal to the culture. We're here by the power of the Holy Ghost to influence the world, that his kingdom come is done on this earth as it is in heaven. And given the power of the Holy Ghost to write the book of Acts again and again and again and again on a daily basis. Prince of Preachers Charles Spurgeon said, we are not to preach calmly and quietly as though we're asleep. We're to preach with fire and pathos and passion. My goodness, folks, that sounds like scripture to me. But if you want to understand Christianity, you have to go back at least 100 and 150 years. Because there's very far and few between that actually understand who they are in Christ. Spurgeon goes on and says, it is treason against the King of Kings to tone down the word of the Lord. How many people would have it toned down? Why does he need to yell like that? Because you're going to hell, that's why. He's trying to get you to understand the severity of what's happening right now. We're talking about eternity. Read Luke 16. That means forever. You will go to the place of gnashing your teeth, where the fire is salted, where the worm never dies. And as I said yesterday, Jesus talked about hell more than he did heaven. And again, I'm not talking about hellfire preaching because it's unscriptural. That is the consequence of those that fail to repent before a just and a holy God. That's who hell is for. Spurgeon said it's treason against the King of Kings to tone down the word of God. How many people say, you know what? I'm just afraid to share my faith. No, you don't have the faith. Let's call it for what it is. Those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. And you ain't even got the smoke. My goodness. I remember I did a high school assembly in Lino Lakes, Minnesota. And my heart went out to this kid. There were 1,700 kids. It was my first assembly I ever did. I don't think I slept for 3 days. I came in much weakness, fear, and trembling, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Yes, I really, truly did. That they might know the power of God. Because it wasn't me that went in, though it was my physical body, it was definitely the Spirit of Christ that did the work because I was just there to obey and to be used for his glory. But I remember when I was in this school at one time, after the assembly was over with, I remember a kid coming up to me, and there's probably about 100 kids that came up to me with this one individual. And he started telling me and he started questioning me about why am I in the school talking in such a fashion that I am about Christ, so on and so forth. Only to find out that that kid was a youth pastor's son who despised God because of the lack of Christianity that he seen through the example given by his dad. And he challenged me on everything, and I was there with a big smile on my face, not wondering what I was going to say, because I understood that the reason I was there was not because of my will, but because it was because of his will. And I was filled with the Holy Ghost to answer those questions that he needed answers to, not by speculation, not by consideration, but by knowing who the Lord is. It's easy to answer what you know. And it's called wisdom. Having knowledge and having wisdom are two different stories. Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. That's a good place to be because that's understanding, correct? But he kept challenging me and he kept challenging me. And it didn't surprise me that this was the kid or the child of a pastor because of all the hypocrisy that he's seen. And I had to remind him that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. And then he shut his mouth and he began to listen to what I had to say to him. Whoa, I never thought of that, Bradley. No. And I looked at him and I said, do I look religious to you? And I had to convey to him, listen, I just went through the last 2 years of my life asking for God on the road when I was in the world, touring the country in a rock and roll band, doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing. And nobody had the courage to say a thing to me. And by the way, nobody had a problem with what I was doing until I got saved. And you're the proof of that. I told him. And the fact of the matter is, friend, I wasn't talked into what I'm doing right now. And I can't be talked out of it, I told him. And it was interesting, just telling him these simple things, all of a sudden he just kind of tamed himself down and said to himself, I've never heard anybody say these things before. It seems like every time I go to church that they put on pretenses and pretend to be what they're not. I said they are. They do it all day long. They think that they're going to self-will themselves to heaven, and they're not. You know what got this kid's attention? Because when you look at the younger generation, you know what they're used to? They're used to those that are bold and those that get up into their face. I didn't apply for that. That's just who I was. That's just who I am. Because that's just who he is through me. About 10 years later, gosh, I can feel this. About 10 years later, I got a letter in the mail. I don't even know if it was 10 years later. Where this kid rehearsed everything in my ears. And he said he now was a pastor of a church. And that he'll never forget that high school assembly. Because somebody got up in his face and loved him enough to tell him what nobody else is willing to tell him. The truth. Not those that just knew how to grab the truth and throw it at him without living it. No, those that were really a part of it. Those that really reached out and loved them enough to love them more than those others that profess to love them, but love them not. I remember in that school too, as a matter of fact, I remember seeing these little sheepish Christian kids. Going behind the curtains. And praying to the Lord. And I said to him, I said, guys, you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, are you? No. But if we go outside and everybody sees us do this, we're going to get in trouble. I said, no, you're not going to get in trouble. And if you do, they're the ones that are going to get in trouble because the law's on your side. Just ask me. I said, don't you be ashamed of who you are in Christ. You know who taught them to be a bunch of little sheepish cowards? And I'm not calling the kids that, but they were carrying the fruit of those that taught them to be that way. Were those that I preach out against 24/7 in this ministry. My kid told me last week, he went to a local church. And he said, Dad, he said he had some good things to say, and then he just went heretical. And I said, now you know why I have church on the radio 6 days a week. And by the way, and I'm talking to my friends that have stuck with me. I don't even know how many are there right now. But I do want to say, I'm thinking of, in spite of all the dates that we're doing, I'm thinking about picking up every Sunday in the morning and doing a church service if you guys are wanting to do that. Because I'm more than willing to accommodate. Hey, folks, I need to fan this fire every day. My wife will tell you I probably do it 20 or 30 times a day. It is a fire. It is a whirlwind. Nahum 1, verse 3. But I got to tell you, I am jealous over what I see. And going back and seeing those young people in schools being afraid of praying? For goodness sakes, what have the American people allowed these teachers to do to the kids? And furthermore, teach your kids not to put up with it. In any sense of the word, we have three lawful precedents where we have said we are not going to allow you to browbeat us. And if you think you are, we're going to have to lawfully deal with you. Three times we won. Because we're not going to bend the knee to Caesar. We're not going to bend the knee to the Romans. We're going to bend our knee to Christ Jesus and Him alone in life and in death. And Lord, let you never forget what I say now. Because in this country, we need the Lord in a big way, but we need to see him for who he is. We need the Shadrachs, the Meshachs, and the Abednegoes. Yeah, they're hard to find. We need the Peters. Yep, we need the Pauls. Pauls are hard to find, man. They're really hard to find to raise up the Timothys. But if it's really about the Lord, folks, we got to give ourselves over to him 100%. Let me go back to this about toning down the Word of God. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said this: preachers are to aim at cutting deep at those who are not worth their salt. That's right. Remember, God never sends a man who does not trouble consciences. Read Hosea 10:12. Love the chapter. I love the small prophets and the major prophets. William Booth, as I stated earlier, said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. How do you trouble the present? Preach the word of God uncompromisingly. Do not ask for permission. Those who occupy the majority of the pulpits in this country don't seem to understand anything I said. Because we can only preach the gospel of Christ no further than we have experienced the power of it in our own lives, and therein lies the proof. And their professed Christianity, they don't have the experience. Remember King David said in the book of Psalms, he said he knew more than the ancients because he kept his precepts. Precepts means that which God has entrusted you with. The Lord gave him understanding because he took the scriptures blindly. He just took them by faith and he walked. And he lived out what he wrote. That's why he said he studied the law day and night, Psalm 1. And right then and there, he understood those that were defiled and those that were not defiled. And when you preach an uncompromising word, the way that the Holy Ghost commands us to, and through us, many times in spite of us, that power comes, you just go with it and fan that fire. That's how men are going to be shaken awake. That's how men are going to awake from the sleep and slumber that they're in today. How many times you go to a church on a daily basis, friends, and what do you see? You see a preacher up there. He calls himself a preacher. He loves to be called a preacher. He loves to be called a minister. You know, he's got that little homosexual looking haircut and his little tight pants on that go a little bit higher than his ankle. And then he's got his little short socks on and his little shoes with tassels on him, like a little femme that he is. Look at how prevalent that is in the church today. They don't know the Christ, friends. They're motivational speakers is what they are. And they're motivating men to follow them and not the Christ. It's my job. And I want to clear this. And I want to end with this. I had a girl come up to me. She's no longer with us anymore. I was preaching in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, and this girl came up to me and she said, every time I get done listening to you, she said, I have to go to the Word. I said, that's my job. Sheep begat sheep. We all follow the shepherd. I am not the shepherd. He is the good shepherd of the sheep, John 10. It's my job to drive you to the cross, and you are to search the scriptures, and you are to arise and put on the Lord Jesus Christ, not your favorite preacher. It's my job to work myself out of a job, and that you should go multiply what it is that you see here. So with that said, friends, I love you by what we do, truly. I would also remind you that now is the time to book us. We got a date coming up in Portage, Indiana, the beginning of October. We've got other dates pending right now. First come, first serve. Sorry, that's just how it goes. And we're booking out for the next 3 months. So we're looking at November and December right now. If you have an availability or you'd like to make something happen while we're going into Indiana, now is the time to get a hold of us. because we have the Northwest, Oregon and Washington seeking us out right now. A Minnesota date. There's a couple in Minnesota now that I think about it. And I'm just waiting for one date to fall, which we know we have, which will probably be in the end of October. So we may have a couple dates in October, but if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also want to say this in closing, friends. I am contemplating right now picking up Sundays. Are you guys wanting to do a church service like every Sunday morning? If so, let me know your feedback because I'm really looking at going that direction. There'll be no commercials. And for those that are new to the show right now, do consider and do understand in considering my position that 6 days a week, that radio broadcast is it's disseminated to 160 different cities through radio. So it's not just online on Rumble or on Facebook or whatever the case might be. We're out there. We're on the radio where we should be. And in the process, we're going outside of the camp and bearing the reproach of Christ by being on radio. And we're giving a mixture of biblical and constitutional history and showing them where they came from so they know where they're going. So if you'd like to have us on a Sunday and start doing churches every Sunday, do let me know. And again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. I'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See